The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. That's some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Think about what they did. They won like 7 games last year with Drew Locke, who you have little to no respect for.
That's a fact.
Okay, so now you put Aaron Rodgers with that. A guy that does not turn the ball over versus a guy that's a turnover machine. With those weapons and that defense.
Shannon Sharp, the latest to endorse this Broncos roster as being playoff ready. All they need is the quarterback. Mark, you've been skeptical. You've been reluctant. You've been outright hesitant to endorse this Broncos roster. What do you have to say after your buddy Shannon just did?
He endorsed Aaron Rodgers.
He said that with this defense and these weapons, this is a team that immediately competes with Kansas City.
Those weapons and that defense.
I have said many times, if you get Aaron Rodgers, you're a playoff team. Have I not said that?
Yes, but there's differences of what kind of playoff team we talking about. Are we talking about a, you know, wild card team? Thanks for coming.
Yeah, we're talking about a wild card.
Or are we talking about a team that is legitimately battling with the Chiefs for AFC West and maybe AFC supremacy right to the end?
When you have Aaron Rodgers, I believe you are a wild card team right behind the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Kansas City Chiefs roster is better than your roster, and if you go quarterback for quarterback, it's a pretty close matchup, right, between Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. I said the potential of this defense with that secondary and Von Miller coming back, it has great potential. My issue wasn't, I think the roster has been bad for years. I think it's turned over some. I think it's better. I think they've worked pretty hard the last couple of years of replacing some guys. So I think all those things are true, Mike. But what I'm saying is it's not a top six roster in the NFL. When I hear from guys acting like it's a top six roster with youth and inexperience, especially on the offensive side of the ball, I just think you're a little bit naive about how the game has actually played.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You know, we got some hits. We fought back, tied the game. You know, we strung, you know, a couple hits together. You know, we couldn't get the big blow to add on to the inning. As the game progressed, again, we get a ball in the gap. You know, a little something more than what we got. You know, the game's different. So, you know, that's baseball.
Well,
road woes.
The good vibes, the fuzzy glow of what went on this weekend at Coors Field was quickly forgotten once the Rockies left their altered reality. That is whenever they're at home and went back to the real world out on the road and lost to the equally bad Diamondbacks 4-3.
No, the worst team in baseball, the Diamondbacks. The worst record in baseball.
Yeah, by quite a wide margin, by the way.
Yes.
The Rockies are 37-49. Arizona's 24-63. And here's how they lost.
That's Larrathan.
What a fan.
In the ninth inning, Daniel Bard pitching went single, walk, line out, walk, hit by pitch. Winning run scored on a hit by pitch. It just is a reminder to all the teams out there that maybe are looking to inquire about trading for Daniel Bard. Those mental demons that he fights are ever present and still crop up from time to time.
Yeah, hard job. Great story. I will say, you know, I've always wondered, like, well, the game's not played in a vacuum. You know, you've heard that saying, it's not played in a vacuum, or if it was in a vacuum. And I'm starting to think I have a better feel for what that means, Mike. I think Coors Field's a vacuum. I think they do play in a vacuum at home.
Yeah.
And then they leave the comfy confines of that vacuum. And They go on the road. That's the worst team in baseball that you lost to. I mean, by, like you said, by a wide margin. And you continue to be on pace to have the worst road record in the history of baseball that has been played for, what, 140 years?
Something like that, yeah.
A long time. Next on the Morning Brew.
Out on top now, it's Chris Paul. Paul fakes. He's got a 16-foot jumper. Good. It rolled around, but it went.
Suns Radio as Phoenix kicks off the NBA Finals with a 118-105 win over Milwaukee, who did get Giannis back. Giannis played, shook off the effects of that hyperextended knee, and played very well, 20 points and 17 rebounds. But Chris Paul, another virtuoso performance, 32 points and 9 assists. Suns going to roll in this series?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gentlemen sweep?
I just think the Suns, depth, athleticism all over the court, the way they lock down and play defense. Yeah, I think I think Milwaukee's got enough pride. They'll win a game, maybe even two. But, I think Suns, I'll say Suns in six.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I'm studying my competition. Look, I'm 30 yards away from Aaron, who's, you know, the leader of the Packers, I think. So I'm just watching his mannerisms. I'm studying. I'm out here recruiting a little bit.
Brady, the leader of the Packers, I think.
I love Tom Brady.
That's good. Thank you. Tommy, thank you. Thank you for giving Broncos country hope with that one.
Oh, have hope, people. Have hope.
Have lots of hope.
Lots of hope.
Aaron was asked a couple times about his future, and he just kind of responded with, we'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yes, we will see.
Did not sound like a guy. I mean, you can't read too much into it, but did not sound like a guy who is ready to make amends with the Green Bay Packers.
No. I don't read it at all that way. So, anyhow, it's fun, man. This is part of the soap opera that makes it fun.
By the way, I got some text about the match. Somebody said, Tom Brady was dressed like Forrest Gump yesterday. Tell me why I'm wrong. Kind of, you know, he had the golf slacks on, tucked in white shirt, red hat.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
The only thing missing was said Bubba Gump on the front of it.
Yeah, he does. But Brady, that's one of the things that makes him so charming. He's got some nerd in him.
He
man.
Does have some nerd in him.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah, he has, for being Bruce Wayne, right?
Yeah.
He certainly has a little Robin nerd in him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How about this one? DeChambeau is less douchey, more likable when he's wearing a normal hat. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're 100. I was wondering what looked so different about him.
Right?
Oh, my gosh, you're 100% right. I was like, gosh, what is it about him? He's just different looking.
Yes.
He looked a little smoother. Yeah. Looked like he had a little bit of hop in his step. He didn't look like such a number-crunching nerd.
He wasn't wearing the Kangol hat.
That's right. Oh, that's way better look.
Leave
way
the Kangol hat to...
Yeah.
Bruce Arians.
The Bruce, nobody else should wear it other than Bruce Arians.
Okay.
Yeah.
DeChambeau, you're right. Something looked different. What was it? He wasn't wearing the Payne Stewart chapeau. He was just wearing a regular baseball cap.
Nerd alert.
You're right. That's a great call.
All right. We got one.
We figured it out.
We got one. All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. It's a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday, and we got a whole bunch stacked up, ready to go. We challenge Stink next.